You are tuned in to The Good Stuff. This is Kim and Mike Birch from the Heart City of Valentine, sitting here with a cup of coffee, and we have some good stuff to share with you.
We will get to that good stuff here in just a moment. Want to remind you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. They invite you to visit the Valentine area in Cherry County with the Quiet Trail International on the Niobrara National Scenic River. That is the first one in the Northern Hemisphere and only the second one in the world. And how about the International Dark Skies? It's the first one in the state of Nebraska at Merritt Reservoir and the host of the Nebraska Star Party, coming up at the end of July and the first couple days of August. Join them by visitvalentine.com to get more information about Cherry County.
And Tri-State Livestock News. They're not a fancy magazine. Nope. They focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news and connecting you with local buyers and sellers. And you know what? The readers appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing: valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out at tsln.com online.
And we want to say thank you to the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale for using the Good Stuff program to get the word out there into the six-state area over 16 radio stations. So thank you for doing that. The Mile City Bucking Horse Sale wrapped up this past weekend. Well, it's kind of into the camping season. Memorial Day weekend is coming up, which is kind of early this year, it seems to me like, too, because we finished that out in the entire month of May instead of rolling into June. But it'll be a great weekend. So this is a camping story for you. It was late in the day when a fully loaded minivan pulled into the only remaining campsite. As soon as it stopped, the doors flew open and four children jumped out. They began to unload gear and worked feverishly to set up the tent. Next, the boys ran to gather firewood while the girls and their mother set up the camp kitchen area. The camper in the space next to them marveled to the children's father. "I've never seen such teamwork, nor a camp that was so ready so quickly. I'm really impressed." The father turned to the neighbor and nodded sagely. "I have a system," he said. "No one goes to the bathroom before the camp is set up."
Make a note of that, folks. That might come in handy.
Might be a good tip. Now, this one's kind of an outdoor story, not necessarily a camping story. And you have to have something ready to bail me out after this one, because everybody's going to go, "Oh, no."
All right. I'll be ready.
This story follows two hunters who enter a dark and dangerous forest. Suddenly, the first hunter falls to the ground with his eyes wide open. He doesn't appear to be breathing as his body lays on the cold forest ground. In a panic, the second hunter calls 911 and asks the operator, "I think my friend is dead. What should I do?" In a soothing voice, the 911 operator tries to calm the second hunter down. The operator says, "I can help you. Calm down. First, let's make sure that your friend is dead." After a long pause, the operator hears a loud gunshot. The second hunter replies, "Okay, now what?"
"Yeah, you need help. I'll get you out of that."
Okay.
An elderly woman decided to prepare her will and told her preacher she had two final requests. First, she wanted to be cremated, and second, she wanted her ashes scattered all over the mall. "The mall," the preacher exclaims. "Why, the mall? Then I'll be sure my daughters visit me twice a week."
Ooh, okay. So you know what the definition of the word conundrum is, right?
Yeah.
Something that's puzzling or confusing. So here are a few conundrums of socialism in the United States of America.
Okay.
Pay attention now.
Interesting. Okay. You have my full attention.
America is capitalist and greedy, yet half the population is subsidized.
Ooh.
Think about this.
Yeah.
Half the population is subsidized, yet they think they are victims.
Oh, we're taking them one step further.
They think they are victims, yet their representatives run the government. Their representatives run the government, yet the poor keep getting poorer. I'm going to skip down to this other one. Seems we constantly hear about Social Security going to run out of money. How come we never hear about welfare and food stamps running out of money?
That's true.
Last but not least, why are we cutting benefits for our veterans, no pay raises for our military, and cutting our army to a level lower than before, but we are not stopping the payments or benefits to illegal aliens? Some things to think about today. We got a little political there for you, so forgive us on that one.
Well, but only to be fun or funny, or even to just jog our minds and get us thinking a little.
Well, thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.